And welcome to a new episode of On Air with Air Cargo Next. I am Yael Katzworth, the deputy editor with Air Cargo Next. While in Hong Kong this week for the World Cargo Symposium, I had the opportunity to sit down with Moritz Clausen, founder and co-CEO of booking platform company Cargo One. Cargo One's platform offers digital booking for more than 50 carriers, adding Emirates Sky Cargo to the portfolio earlier this week. Providing this service requires real-time data from many sources, near-instantaneous analysis of that data, a user-friendly system, and robust cybersecurity. Moritz Clausen discusses the benefits of end-to-end quotation capability with us.
Yeah, so if you look at a freight forwarder, and when we talk to freight forwarders today, especially the bigger ones, their main concern is how do I get a quote to a customer as quickly as possible and as accurately as possible. And it's just natural. Obviously, there's a shipper inquiring for a shipment to go from A to B, and they will likely inquire not with just one freight forwarder, but a number of freight forwarders. And so it's common understanding that if a freight forwarder is quick to quote that shipper's request and do so accurately, they'll be more likely to win that business. And so what a lot of freight forwarders that we speak to today are actually concerned about is how do I make that happen? How do I get a quote that's accurate to a shipper as quickly as possible? And really the only way to do that is if you have transparency over all of your different kind of cost components. So basically all of the buy rates that you will have with your suppliers. In air freight, the biggest part of that kind of these cost components is the air freight rate. So you need to have visibility on what the air freight is actually going to cost you. But you need to also have visibility in real time on what trucking is going to cost you. You need to have visibility on what ground handling is going to cost you, all of the pre and post carriage local charges. And if you do then have transparency on all of that, and you're able to digitally consume all of that, then you're able to turn all of these buy rates into a sell rate that you can put into a quote to that shipper in real time. And so with Cargo One, what we've been focusing on over the past years, really, but kind of end-to-end over the past year, is to make sure that we enable our forwarding customers not just to have visibility on the air freight rate, and we've built connections to over 50 airlines to have live views on their capacity and their rates and also booking capabilities, but in addition to that, to also have visibility on all of the local charges, trucking, and to have the capability to then all piece that together into a quote and to deliver that to a freight forwarder, whether it's on the Cargo One web app, so web platform, or through APIs that can be consumed into a trade management system, or a quotation tool that the freight forwarder may have, a customer portal, or the likes.
How do you get all that data together? What does that entail?
So at Cargo One, we have traditionally obviously built our business around building these integrations to airline carriers into their core cargo systems to have real-time visibility on their capacity, on their pricing, on their routing, and to be able to book that. That's been growing over the past 5 years as we've kind of grown Cargo One, and it's become a very important big asset of ours. There are very, very few players out there that actually have that capability. And in addition to that, we've built a strong team around ingesting and getting rate sheets, more static rates, both from airline carriers, but also from trucking providers, local charges, and all of that, to help freight forwarders to just kind of ingest all of these rates into a system. And we're working with a number of suppliers to do that through APIs and live connections as well, even on the local charges side. And so all of that kind of combined, we call it content operations, is a big part of what we do at Cargo One and kind of helping freight forwarders to get to that.
And all of this obviously requires digitalization. So in your view, how has the air cargo industry's approach to digitalization changed in the past few years?
I think it's changed massively. When we came to the industry in 2017, we had to convince airlines to sell digitally. They were selling primarily over the telephone or through email. There were no platforms, there were no integrations. And so back then we had to convince them, and we also frankly had to educate freight forwarders that there were easier ways to procure air freight capacity than doing it through fax, email, or telephone, that you could just go to a platform, as we do as passenger on the kind of when we book our flights, and just do a search, get all of these offers, and then book one. So that has changed dramatically. And I think what has also changed is the understanding, going back to what I said earlier, that as a freight forwarder, we need to be as quick to quote as possible. And I think there's a lot of realization now around the fact that in order to do that, you need to have a digital backend. You can't, you know, have rates on an Excel file somewhere or on a printed file in a cabinet somewhere, because that will require you then to find a rate on that Excel sheet and then combine it with another rate somewhere else. And like, by the time you've done all that work, you know, the shipper will have likely given that job to one of your competitors. And so that digital backend, that rate visibility, and then that end-to-end quoting capability has certainly, I think, especially kind of come up over the past 2.5-3 years, where freight forwarders are focusing on that.
With freight forwarders at first being reticent to switch over, how have you supported them in going digital when they were, you know, pen and paper before this?
Yeah, we've taken an interesting approach to that. You know, I think generally speaking, there would have been two approaches. There's kind of the top-down approach. You go to, you know, company leadership and you tell them, hey, this is a great product, and please, you know, ask all of your users to adopt it. We chose a different approach. We chose a bottom-up approach. There's a version of CargoOne, the kind of starter version, which is free. We always just went out and you know, advertised CargoOne to users at these freight forwarders and said, hey, you know, if you find this tool useful, why don't you tell your colleagues about it? And if they find it useful, they will tell their colleagues about it. And that's how we're going to be growing. And in fact, today, still about 50% of our users come organically through referrals, meaning, you know, one export clerk, you know, talking to their colleagues, being like, hey, I'm using this tool, you not want to use it as well? And so we build pretty big kind of entry points in these companies. And by the time we have a couple of users within these companies, we then go to their management and we have a conversation and say, hey, look, we already have, you know, 10, 15 of your users, and our NPS, our net promoter score with them is like 60 plus, and they love it. And wouldn't you want to consider actually rolling it out to the rest? And then here are the benefits, right? You get a central approach to this. You reap the benefits of having structured data and all of these fine things as a manager as well. And so it's been kind of this bottom-up land and expand approach rather than trying to come top down and you know, convincing someone to use something that they don't necessarily know. And that has worked phenomenally well for us. I mean, as I said, still today, about 50% of our users come through referrals.
So I know one of the issues in the industry is also very old tech stacks. How does CargoOne, you know, integrate with these companies that you're working with? How do you make sure that everything's compatible?
I think it's a primary problem of the industry, actually, that a lot of the tech stack is outdated and it's built in a way that it is not compatible or connectable necessarily to other players. And so what we've focused on is to build our technology so that everything is built in microservices and everything is built so that it is connectable through APIs, which means if you as a freight forwarder, you know, decide to manage your air freight rates on CargoOne, you can do that and you can ingest them through an API into your TMS or into your quotation tool or into your customer portal. The same goes for local charges. The same goes for, obviously, the air freight rates on through the live connections that we have with airlines. And so everything is always built in a way that even the smallest bit of the service that we offer, you can connect to your TMS, trade management system, or wherever else you need to have that information. And that enables a synchronous bidirectional flow of information in real time. And again, going back to kind of the end-to-end quotation or door-to-door quotation in real time, enables these kinds of processes really nicely.
Right now, AI is the hot issue. So are you guys using AI? Are you looking into using AI more? Where do you stand on that?
So we use it more every day. Firstly, we use it internally for our team to just get more efficient. So we encourage people to use ChatGPT to just become more efficient. And that's internally. And I think you can see a real productivity uptake there. But then when it comes to our customers, One very easy example of how we use AI is in order to trigger a search on CargoOne, you need to input your shipment details. Of course, you need to say, hey, I want to go, I don't know, from JFK to Shanghai on day two, and this is my, you know, shipment. And so you need to input that information. That information usually comes from a shipper in an email. And so instead of having to input this, you can now forward that email just to an AI assistant on CargoOne. They will do the work for you. They will input everything. They will run the search, and you will get to kind of the results screen right away. That's a very easy application of artificial intelligence. We have different ones where obviously we deal with a lot of structured and not so structured data when it comes to just rate management, trucking rates, local charges, and all of that. And ingesting that, organizing it is much easier today with AI than it was before, and it helps us a lot to speed up these processes. Ingestion times, you know, for rates come down to sub 24 hours to get it onto the platform, and all of these things, which just make the operations just much faster.
So I know some forwarders, airlines, are hesitant to use AI because they're concerned about data privacy. How would you respond to those concerns?
Yeah, I think it's important, obviously, and particularly when it comes to, you know, is the data that you're ingesting then also being used to train the AI, and it does become part of the model. And I think it depends on the way that you structure it. Obviously, there are ways to make sure that the data stays within an enclosed environment, and you might want to train the AI on that data for your own purposes, but you might not want to train the broader model that is applicable or available to everyone on that model. And that is doable today. That's not a problem anymore. The bigger providers, including OpenAI, allow you to actually do that and to specify what goes into the broader model, what goes into your own model. And so while that is a concern, and we obviously need to make sure that contractual obligations and the clauses are all in place and we ensure that security, it's not just a blank check for OpenAI or anyone training these models to use the data that you give them.
Speaking more generally, as everything goes digital, cybersecurity is more of a concern as well. What are you doing to protect the data on your website from a cybersecurity perspective?
Yeah, it's a massive concern. And I think you know, it always starts with the people. The biggest security threat that you have in any technology company is not actually the technology, it's usually the people. You know, it's people putting a USB stick into your computer that they got at a conference and putting malware on their computer. That's the easiest way to you know, break open that kind of closed circle, that secure environment that you've created as a company. And so education of people, training of people to make sure that they understand what the threats are today in a digital world that we live in is the number one priority. And then obviously internally we have a ton of measures, technical and organizational measures, to make sure that the data that we have, which in many cases is sensitive data, it's pricing data, it is very dear to our customers and they entrust us with it, to make sure that that stays where it's supposed to stay, that it's logically separated, in cases physically separated from other data, and that it is secured against any breach. But again, I think the most important bit here is education of the team and people to understand that, you know, in order to keep something safe, you need to adhere to certain rules.
We thank Moritz for his time and insights into the implementation and growth of digital booking and digitalization in general within the air cargo industry. You can look for more coverage and stay up to date on industry news at aircargonext.com. We would like to remind our listeners that the first 2024 Air Cargo Next webinar will take place later this month. Register online for Air Cargo Next's free webinar, The Role of Drones in the Future of Air Cargo, on Tuesday, March 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.